State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you from Revolt Studios in the ATL. You know what it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade, Big Homie Kodak, Shy Jones, and it's time for another episode of Big Facts Friday. What's up, what's up, what's up, homies? What's up, family?
What's happening?
How everybody feeling?
Wonderful.
Beautiful day.
Sensational.
Isn't life amazing?
Life really is
good.
Yeah, life is wonderful.
Life is amazing. It's good to be alive and healthy and here and free. And anyway, what's our word for today? What are we building on today? What's the...
Okay, our word for today is conundrum.
Conundrum.
And conundrum is a difficult question or riddle, especially one using a play on words in the answer, or a difficult choice or decision that must be made.
So what's some examples of a conundrum?
Is the glass half empty or half full?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because that's like a riddle question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be or not to be?
Mm. That is the question.
That is the question.
That is
the question. What is the answer?
Well, a conundrum that I was looking at or whatever is... whether or not you tell the truth to your partner or spouse about certain things to make them feel comfortable within themselves.
So do you tell the truth to your spouse about if you cheated or something? I mean, like something like that.
Not really cheating, but like if you like their hair or if you think that they've put on some pounds or some shit like that.
Hmm.
Sometimes a little white lie will keep the peace. And I feel like in certain situations like that, the peace is more important than truth.
Cause that, conundrum. That's just a lie.
Is it a lie though?
It's a lie. If you don't like their hair and you say I like your hair, that's just a lie.
But if you say you don't like their hair,
but it's not a malicious lie.
But if you say you don't like their hair and it brings on a bigger issue,
you told the truth. The truth shall set you free.
You just told the truth, and then they can't handle it. But how many people are really finna tell the truth about some shit like that and have an argument at home every night?
An argument you could have avoided. Like.
So would you rather walk around in the avoidance of tippy-toeing against people's feelings and lying to yourself and others, or just living your truth?
You got to tiptoe around them.
No, for sure. But I'm saying, don't make it a habit of telling everybody.
But just like the instance of the hair, like just because you don't like the hair doesn't mean that somebody else wrong with the hair.
Or somebody else might like it.
Yeah, nah, shit like that, I tell the truth about it. I don't like that. Because we got to walk around together, but... If she cooked me something to eat and I don't like it, I'm going to be like, this shit good.
What? You know what? Why would you do that? Because then what if she start making it all the time?
Oh. Nah, if she start making it all the time, I'm going to help her make it. I liked it last time like you did, but look up on YouTube a recipe.
How can we make this better?
Yeah, we need some more seasoning. Mm. I ain't just going to say it nasty if it nasty, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, this shit good because you made it with love.
y'all ever had like on your birthday or like Christmas somebody get you a gift you ain't really fuck with it, and now you like they can tell on your face like you ain't fuck with it, but you tell them, oh, I love it.
Nah, like I try, like when people give me shit,
is that a lie or a conundrum?
Whenever like I wouldn't give a fuck what it was, like whenever somebody gives me something, no matter what it is, I try to be appreciative. I am appreciative because for me it's the thought that counts. But if it's something that like I don't need or something that I'm not really excited about, I wouldn't hurt anybody's feelings or whatever by like making them think that, you know, like this was a bullshit gift. I just ride it out.
So you said the thought that counts, but sometimes you know when people didn't put any kind of thought into a gift. Like you just got me something to say you got me something.
Yeah, but I still try to like just that. Play it off.
You don't know that.
What about
sure.
A nigga don't get you then? Then yeah, you really don't get them be mad.
Hey man, yeah. you was living in your truth. There's no conundrum there. I don't really got to guess how you was thinking.
But see, when a nigga done give me something, I'm cognizant of the fact that 9 times out of 10, I probably wasn't expecting anything from that nigga anyway.
Facts.
So for that. Anything from that particular person would have been a pleasant surprise, and nothing is already expected.
I'm going for that.
But if a nigga gets you some shit he was getting that he just had on some giving away shit, like a nigga get you some shit he got from like a McDonald's toy. Motherfucker, you got this anyway. Like
you going through PTSD, somebody didn't get you some bullshit, Kodak.
On your birthday this past. Yeah. You probably got a lot of bullshit.
Y'all know like, Kodak be going through it.
The fuck
somebody
is it?
Gave you want to get it off your chest? Who gave you a bullshit gift?
Nah, yeah. I mean just in the past, like, you know, for Christmases and shit. You know, people get you some shit. Like, I know you just got this. Somebody just gave you on some giving away shit. I
wonder what job y'all think is faced with the most conundrums?
The president.
Mm. Any politician.
Mm. Doctors. Yeah. And scientists.
For sure, doctors. Because doctors got to come and give you bad news, but yet you got to still have hope and faith that it ain't that bad sometimes.
Yeah. What makes you say scientists?
Because they trying to come up with
shit to say
cures and mm-hmm. and what else you call it vaccines.
Yeah. Cures.
And then they probably come up with the cure and the vaccine, but it probably fuck up some other shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you got ethical mm-hmm. dilemmas like that. Like, damn, if I get this person, like the shit that be causing side effects and shit. Yeah, it's gonna cure your diarrhea, but it's gonna give you heart disease.
Like cancer is a conundrum, right?
Yeah.
Nah.
How?
Nah. Shit, they can't figure it out.
It's not a question.
That shit like a riddle.
It's
a problem that's a riddle that they still trying to figure out
chemo,
a cure
chemo
for.
Chemo would be a conundrum because chemo, you have to take chemo to try to cure
choice.
The cancer.
Yeah, they have a choice in you.
You're going to lose your hair. You're going to be sick on some other shit and it's going to like fuck up some other stuff, but it's going to get rid of the cancer, but you're still going to have all these, it's like all these side effects.
Trying to find a cure for cancer is a conundrum.
Yeah.
Yes. And whether or not to take chemotherapy is
trying to find cures, not just cancer.
Trying to find cures, period. With minimal side effects is a conundrum.
And if you think about like the experiment, experimenting phase
though.
And stuff,
a
is
cure
a conundrum
is a cure.
Too.
A treatment? You saying trying to find treatment with minimum side effects?
So she was kind of on with the world leader thing because like world leaders have to be what they call diplomatic. So it's like
in every instance,
I could go. Blow them up, but if I go do that, then they can do that to them. And then we got allies. Like, those are really deep conundrums they got to figure out. Like, so sometimes we'd be like, why don't y'all just go handle that? Can't just go handle
politics.
That. They got a lot of politics and a lot of backlash.
Politics, period.
Is a heavy conundrum. And
politics, I think, would be more so of an enigma than a conundrum.
Ooh.
What's an enigma?
An enigma is like, a mystery or a problem is similar to a conundrum, but a conundrum has a solution. You just have to figure out what it is. An enigma, most of the time, isn't solvable.
So in a conundrum, to be clear, has to have some type of choice affiliated with it, though.
Like you some type of, choice.
I don't think so. I think conundrum, because I looked it up, and another word for it is mystery. There ain't no choice in mystery.
Riddle, mystery, right. Yeah. So maybe it's in the same family as enigma.
And isn't yeah, but an enigma isn't, like, there's no resolution to an enigma.
Yeah, but exactly.
That's the difference from the
resolution
and enigma and a conundrum.
Conundrum because you can actually...
But you make a choice to resolve it.
No, it's two ways. It's a question and it's a...
riddle.
A question and a decision, right?
It's a riddle, though. No. Did it say something about riddle-like? Riddle-like. Like... Mm-hmm.
Say a difficult choice or decision.
Yes. That means you got to make a choice.
Must be made. Have to decide one way or the other. You have to pick a side.
So a politician,
but in an enigma, there's no side to pick.
Right. So politicians have many conundrums. Doctors, scientists have many conundrums. But on a day-to-day basis, just living our life, we have conundrums, right?
Yeah, but wouldn't it be like, what's a conundrum for you can be, could not wait. Could it not be a conundrum for me? Because isn't it
conundrums
subjective?
Or situational?
Yeah,
definitely.
For sure. Yeah. A conundrum could be choosing your outfit for the day if there's outfits up there. That could be a really big thing for you and a really complex thing and like riddle-like, but you eventually have to make a choice to solve it, right? Oh. But for somebody else, they might just grab some shit, throw it on, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think the food you eat can be conundrums, right? Mm-hmm. Some people make that a big thing. They look at menus and it's a big thing and they spend longer looking at food menus and items than they do eating.
Yeah.
I think it just depends on this person and the situation.
What about moral conundrum?
That
I
exists.
I think that comes with like relationships and cheating and stuff. Like somebody, you could be in a relationship with somebody and they could say, I want you to be completely honest. I don't want you to hurt me, blah, blah, blah. But you know you just cheated yesterday. You don't want to come to them and tell them you cheated on them yesterday because you know that could hurt them. So then that come into the moral aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. That's one way.
I don't know.
It's a long tree. I think what she said that kind of stretches into loyalty a little bit.
Yeah, how you feel, experience.
It can
stretch into loyalty.
Because at the end of the day, some people how moral is subjective, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we'll just say that because some people morals might be I ain't cheating.
Right.
Yes.
Some people's morals is I ain't cheating till I get caught.
Yeah. So then it may become a conundrum when I get caught.
Yeah, yes. For sure it's a conundrum once you get caught.
Or some people can be just, look, I'm cheating, but I'm doing it in a way that it don't even come nowhere near you, so you don't even know I'm cheating. And then
lying is lying. Cheating is cheating no matter what. Like
yeah, sure. to some people.
Okay.
To some people. I'm just saying, like, some people might feel like shit. If I get caught cheating,
some people, cheating could be conversation. Some people, cheating could be going out with someone.
When do you consider cheating starting, though? When do you start cheating?
What you mean?
Is it cheating just when you start when fucking you somebody else? Or
you think about it. Once you think about it, you cheated.
Period.
I agree.
It's on your brain.
A cheater,
where's going to go from there? It's starting in the brain. Then you about to start doing that shit.
Cheaters don't even think about it. It don't even come to their mind.
That's a lie.
Once you do and you feel in your mind that it's something that you're not or something that you're not comfortable, that you wouldn't tell your partner or whatever, that's cheating.
Yeah. I disagree.
Now, the deeper you get into that,
they don't want you thinking that. Bro, that's what cheating is. Not controlling.
That's like you said.
Y'all have an understanding that we don't think about other shit. We don't physically enact other shit.
I think cheating is when you do the act. The act of is cheating. Like if a stripper come right here and start dancing, all you men, married or not, y'all gonna look at her ass.
But lusting and cheating is different though.
Looking at her is not cheating.
I want to smash her if I had the opportunity to smash her.
Most of you looking at her saying she look nice is different than saying, I want to fuck her.
And okay, so if you look at a woman and you see her and be like, damn, I would fuck her, that's cheating?
Yeah. But sometimes
you see that every day. A nigga see a bitch he'll fuck every day.
Okay, if she's right there and in your head you're thinking, I would fuck her, I want to fuck her.
But you're not.
And she says, let's fuck.
Then no, you ain't no fucking.
Cheating is when you begin to engage.
That does not mean that. It's when
cheating is when you begin to engage. So if the stripper bitch came shaking her ass, whatever, y'all looking at her, she looks nice, then you strike up a conversation with this bitch and continue the conversation. That is the beginning of cheating.
That's the beginning. They're in the beginning phases. But it also goes back to
but
this.
But you can cheat with your
does,
eyes.
Does your significant...
The way you look at a motherfucker, that's cheat.
But does your significant...
If she look at you the same way, that's where it started.
That's the connection.
Bitch walking in motherfucker, you got certain eyes you looking at. I'm ready. I do it to you.
That's what I'm saying. You already
am I
cheapo.
Right or wrong? Hey, man, the camera crew, y'all feel free. This ain't the regular. Y'all can speak y'all mind. Please.
You're in cheat
It's not
mode.
Cheating, right?
I'm just telling everybody on the side. Y'all
what are you
say
saying is cheating?
Cheating is the act of.
That's cheating. What?
The lusty
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, you looking at a motherfucker like, because you really trying to be chose. You know it's how I know them, but she don't look back. She ain't going now. I'm finna look regular.
So what do you try? So what do you consider that trying to like
a failed
telepathically select her?
Yes. mine
you
matter.
Shot your yes. shot, you yes. missed.
You
leave
the house on some cheating shit, you probably gonna end up cheating.
But I
don't. Okay.
You never
so
hold on, hold on.
But if you set yourself
Instagram.
Up to be chosen, or is that cheating?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
even if you don't
not,
know.
No, you can't
come
say
on,
that. No, you can't
on,
say that.
Because
you're preparing yourself for the engagement.
Y'all bullshit.
Yes.
Y'all bullshit. Y'all top the line bullshit. I'm not going.
Sorry, you be cheating.
Women all day. That like literally get up, spend 3, 4, 5 hours to get dressed to go out. That don't mean that she want to look good for herself. That she going out on a proud cheat.
Why she doing?
Because she doing it for her fucking self.
Yeah, I'll be okay. lying.
That don't mean
that's
she going out on a
though.
Proud
I ain't talking about that. I'm saying
people that get fresh on the
when
day.
When you put them tight ass dresses
fresh,
on, you trying to goddamn be seen,
yeah,
man.
You're
trying to be seen.
Yeah.
That don't mean
fresh
you trying to be. You
shot.
Be seen.
Shot. If you put that shit on and went out, then nobody say nothing. You feel some type of way.
Exactly. Your ego.
But that don't mean that.
I did all that shit.
That's what you're reaching for.
Nobody
I just
want to
add, she look good today. That
you
don't
reaching
mean I'm trying
that
to cheat.
That's cheating.
That's cheating.
You
down,
want some attention.
It all boils down to attention.
And it's even worse when y'all do that shit when you
so
got a
wait,
nigga.
Hold on. So you saying that if a woman got a nigga,
you should
she
be fish.
Hold
you
on, my G. Right. And she decide to get fresh and fly and go the fuck out, she going out to proud and get to cheat.
Fresh and fly different than sexy.
Okay, sexy with her homegirls. Brunch. Bitches get dressed all day to go to brunch.
Facts.
And with their dresses on looking fly as a bitch.
Yeah.
They not doing that for you niggas.
Man, but you know, like,
not
you know,
time.
You
not
know,
all
like,
that's all I'm saying.
I'm
you
saying
know,
like, you're in your mind if you trying to
but
be
in your
chosen.
Mind, you know, if you go in there to try
I mean,
to pick
so,
up some extra phone numbers in your
you
phone,
you
in cheat mode.
You're trying to boost your ego.
If you putting that shit on for a couple of minutes, you're cheating.
You're trying to boost your ego because if you know.
It's the difference when you leave the house fresh and fly. When you leave the house all fresh right. and fly and you're trying to just be flesh and fresh and flesh fresh flesh and fresh and fly
fresh
with your
fish.
Girls or whatever you bitches are going to brunch, then when you leave the house with a fucking mental invisible sticker on your forehead like I'm for sale.
No, you don't. I don't agree with that because there's plenty of times you can get fresh and fly, look good, take your picture, send that shit to your nigga for you to come home and be with him.
But
it
you know what you're trying to do when you leave.
You could have wore that shit at home.
I was getting ready.
I have before.
Let's
and I ain't
hear
go
me
out,
out
for no niggas.
And you go out all
you go
day
out to be seen.
And don't nobody say shit to you. You're not going to feel no part of your ego or offended.
That's the same thing. I'm not saying that I'm not gonna feel no type of way, but if my homegirl like, "Hey, Shaw, you look good," I'm gonna take
but
that as
but what does
it
matter
it
if you got to go out and get attention? If your nigga already giving you attention, you walking
right.
out and he's
so
like, "You look
cheating.
Great."
That ain't cheating.
Yes,
bro.
Mentally
so,
you
but your
oh,
nigga's compliments not
like,
good enough.
I'm not
other
saying
attention.
My nigga compliments
I'm
not
taking,
good enough.
I'm taking his attention for granted. I want some other attention.
No, that y'all.
It's the same shit the other
no,
way.
No, I disagree.
You just disagree to
disagree.
What they call it? They called it
advertising.
No, the counselor lady asked, "Was I socially cheating? So what is it?
Social?
Like it's a different type when you ain't fucking, but you doing some other shit.
Yeah.
What? Courting? Not courting.
I can't think of it.
You're engaging.
Emotional cheating.
Emotional.
That's the same.
Emotional
thing.
Cheating is talking to somebody and communicating.
Hey,
with
but
people.
when you're in Starbucks getting your coffee, nigga tell you you look nice and you hold a conversation, you just cheated.
Mm.
For real?
You might not get fucked.
Mm. No, yeah. No,
because you wouldn't do that in front of your nigga.
It's the same shit.
You wouldn't
do
that.
In front
you wouldn't
of
do that in front of your nigga.
Exactly.
You might
have
got that.
You in cheat mode.
No.
You
shot. At the end of the day, if you're in a
relationship, you got some women, bro, you can see, bro, when you be in the store, you got some women that got a ton of vision of what they doing. They coming to the store, get what they want. I don't even see you.
Damn, they be on the phone the whole time.
You got to hit that. Oh, that's that you got on. Bitch, you ching. You cheating.
But why she just, you can't smell good.
You're cheat mode.
Don't, how you going to tell another nigga you smell good? Where that lead to?
What kind of cologne
you got? But you tell a nigga like me, you, I smell good, I'm going to say, good enough to eat?
Oh, my God, no.
You opened the door. You opened the door to that shit.
No.
It's kind of like if you're in a relationship and niggas is DMing you. You shouldn't even open them DMs. You shouldn't open them DMs. Why are you looking at them DMs?
Because it's like at the end of the day, if you're in a committed relationship and you respond, you just open that door.
Yes.
Even if you're in a relationship, y'all ain't never heard the saying,
she winks, she'll fuck.
Nobody heard that.
If she looks, she took. If she looks, she took.
East Atlanta philosopher Gucci Man for that quote.
She winks, she'll fuck.
Never
she
heard
She show her teeth.
Because instead of
she'll eat that beef.
She'll eat that
beef. What?
Because instead of telling this nigga that you got a boyfriend, you could have just not responded to the DM.
Yeah.
You opened the door to conversation. Now you can say, does he let you have friends?
Listen,
you
tell another DM and the in-person shit is two different things. Because if you're in person or whatever and somebody's in your face, okay, I can see where a bitch might think, okay, I don't want to be rude, whatever, whatever. But if you're in a DM... and you open it and respond.
You could have just not responded.
That's worse than being in a nigga's face.
Why are you being rude if you say I'm mad?
Back up. You saying if you open a DM, that's worse than
being in a nigga's face.
Yes,
because
you could have just not responded to the DM. They got a whole other DM that you don't need. You got to look for that message.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You look for that message and told that nigga no.
Man, one thing about every man know when a woman is not friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's just bottom line. Like, you can already tell it on her. She even got to be looking mean. She is not friendly, buddy.
The aura. Yeah. The aura just tell you.
Yeah, she's and not you can tell open when to she'll receiving go. Your advance. Yeah.
She says she got a boyfriend, but she acting single.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bro, what about these slick ass niggas who know what to say? You got a man? Yeah. How long you had that problem? You smile? You fuck.
Damn!
But you just told me this nigga's a problem. You just told me this nigga problem. Why that's funny?
That's facts. It's not that's funny. It's facts.
You got some niggas slick.
That's all it takes.
Bank bitch it. Start giggling. If the, chill,
if the garage open, a nigga gonna park.
Exactly.
This is
because you need a professional.
This is become American pimp.
You need a professional.
Professional one-liners.
That's all it takes. That's all it give a nigga hope. Guess, you just gave a nigga hope.
Got you off your path.
Because it's like a nigga, it's just like all that goddamn going to work with a nigga. Like, bitch been working with
Like a work boyfriend.
Yeah, like, so that ain't cheating.
Work boyfriend.
Hell yeah, that's cheating.
Yeah, you been working with this nigga all this time. So every time I piss you off, you going in, man, mad. Now he want to buy you lunch and goddamn, it's okay, beautiful. He come in this bitch more than you. He getting a more compliments than you. Flowers, all this. Bruh, she getting fucked.
No, no, that does not mean that.
She could eventually.
It's a problem. No, no, no.
A shoulder
to cry on.
A shoulder to cry on. A shoulder to cry on. A dick to ride on.
They done, exactly. They done, that's what they done did, they done built the relationship.
I hate to sound like a pick me or whatever, but at the end of the day, like, black is all the way right, because when women cheat or when women step out or when women do whatever they do and deviate from the plan or the relationship, it comes from an emotional place.
Yes.
And when, just like he said with the work nigga or whatever, you know what I'm saying, with the nigga you see every day, blah, blah, blah. You spend most of your time with this nigga.
Yes, man.
So it's just like at the end of the day, if the nigga at home...
He know you. Y'all know each other. Yes, y'all this.
Y'all got, nicknames for each other and shit.
Yes.
And he can tell. He's starting to be able to read your woman emotions.
Yes.
Like, what's wrong today?
Yes.
You're so beautiful. Why you looking mad? Why you... let's get some coffee. Okay, coffee. Nigga ain't pressed.
Let's get drinks.
How would you feel if he did it?
And then after the coffee,
he was every day the bank is talking about.
We're gonna do this shit.
Stepping out
repeatedly.
No, it's not. But it's not.
What's the word for it? How would you feel for what he's doing?
Listen. If your nigga was doing the same thing to a bitch at his job, I feel you.
You have me fucked up. But I'm just saying, the act is not. It's not cheating.
It's a conundrum.
It's a conundrum.
It leads to cheating. It's not cheating. It leads to cheating. It's like on the yellow brick road.
No way.
What?
Any distraction or deviation from the plan is going to split the crack even further. That's like,
oh, no,
if you getting money
no
with somebody, you got a business
bitch,
partner, you getting money with this no business partner. Bitch. I have a question. You got a business partner, you getting money with this business partner.
Aren't you crazy?
All of a sudden, the business partner, I don't know, she start calling you at a different time. Is that cheating? And you answer the phone, is that cheating? Y'all ain't did shit.
Nigga, we make business.
Like phone call is different than actually you're after in the 12. Presence of.
Compliments, man.
Okay, she start giving you compliments.
What talking about?
What did she start saying? DJ Scream.
Hey, don't do that. My wife crazy.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you straight up.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. My wife crazy.
Right, exactly.
Don't compliment me, bitch. Don't smell my cologne.
Right.
Give the compliments right. to my wife to give to me.
Especially
yeah,
because
she's
going
to be able to read the energy when she come around like, you like him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
right.
Yeah, like, she gonna be able to read the energy like, y'all too cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's
yeah,
why
yeah,
everything,
yeah.
like, Shy has to be cool with Shante. Jay has to be cool with Shante. Y'all have to be friends. So we know that this is a friendly environment. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, that's just what it is. You yeah. can't, I can't have a female friend that's not friends with my wife.
Right. That don't make sense.
Right.
How?
Yeah.
Unless I'm cheating.
Right.
Right?
I guess.
Because she damn sure can't have no me and Raj about to go eat. Bro, you and Raj finna get fucked up. Straight up. I would give a damn how long y'all work together. Nigga, no, I ain't speaking no nothing that no job. I don't know you. I ain't cool. So you know my bitch ain't cool. Can't stand no friendly ass female, bro. Because you how you gonna, then when you gonna want to come tell a nigga, well, you know, guess what he said to me? You've been showing your teeth for 2 years. What else he voted to say?
He's gonna try your vision.
But what about the women that just work with a whole bunch of niggas?
It don't matter, but when you work with a whole bunch of niggas, certain women you already know. Like,
see,
Ebony, like my homegirl Ebony. Ebony be around every nigga you can think of, even Hannah. They not giving off the vibe that they'll go.
Right.
But you've seen the women that do, especially
yeah, exactly.
in this industry. Especially
you see, like,
industry.
I'm gonna end up fucking up. You can already tell it, bro. Like, she smelling my dress. She, I'm eating a fucking up. But the other one, you can try the eyes, all that, but I ain't going.
They're gonna treat you like
you
one.
You can damn near tell.
Treat you like one of them niggas.
We done been in close quarters together. We done stayed in rooms together. I slept on the couch. You slept with light. Straight up.
Yeah.
This ain't that. Am I right or wrong, though?
No, you're right. The California mindset is different.
You know,
y'all culture is different. Nah, the California mindset is different.
Free
if we had other Cali people here, they would fully agree with her. They just kind of more like light.
Cali people have any comments.
Homeboys
down here.
Girl.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you ain't walking up on every homeboy like looking them up and down. And that's what I'm saying. They're just your homeboys.
They're my homeboys. Like, I don't do that. But like, I can sit there and have conversations with my homeboys and all of that. And I don't feel like. I mean, I don't know. I agree because I feel like I'm kind of stiff. I don't feel like I'm friendly, so I don't feel like niggas gonna come to me and say anything to me.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't feel like if a woman is fine and fly and she's having conversation with a man at this point, he can fuck.
No. But what's the conversation about? And if it ain't about the business or the work, what we're doing? Why? What we're gonna get personal? Why the fuck it matter what I ate last night?
Don't ask me how my day was either.
Yeah, we should have no personal, no personal interaction.
Colleague.
No, I gotta.
It's colleague,
hold on,
dog.
Yeah,
I gotta.
That's a
wait. I gotta disagree.
I'm just saying, what the fuck are we talking
agree.
About?
I agree. No, listen. Hey, I agree with everything, but I gotta kind of disagree with that because me and my friends or homeboys or whatever, like, we talk about all kind of shit.
But that's different, though. I'm talking about.
A colleague.
We're not friends.
Like, we work
with
friends.
Like, you're actually friends with these people. That's different. And you work with your friends. That's different. I'm talking about, if I come in this motherfucker, these women behind these cameras and shit, I'm not talking to these women about shit, but what's going on here?
So what if they go to lunch and they talking about what they finna do with their other person this weekend? We're going
on
a trip.
I'm on lunch talking to my wife on my phone.
Gotcha.
Why the fuck am I sitting with somebody else while you talking at lunch?
Right. I got you.
That don't make sense. Or I'm with my crew.
I feel
talking.
I feel you.
I'm just saying, that's just how I look at it.
Yeah. There are.
Because
there are.
I have been trained like that. Like, I can't be sick. Bro, that shit just crazy, bro. You can't do certain shit, especially when you've been in a toxic relationship.
Yeah. Everybody's situation yeah. will be a little different, but yeah. I agree with you.
So y'all, let's bring this back real quick because y'all making me mad.
Y'all have switched conundrum up to goddamn.
But cheating is one of the biggest conundrums.
There's a big conundrum.
That's one of the biggest conundrums.
But my question is,
y'all probably going to agree with me and y'all probably going to think a nigga on some bullshit, but I just know what that shit, I just know me. I could come off as a friend. That don't mean I don't want to fuck. I'm just waiting till my opening. That's any man.
The door.
Niggas is patient.
That's any nigga. Niggas bro. Is you patient. Waiting on your opening, man.
And the door. And waiting isn't just like, damn, I'm waiting for her to do it. Waiting just letting life go by. Eventually, shit, it's going to be an opportunity.
No, she's going to come. You're going to be done been so nice. You remember her birthday? Oh, happy birthday. Damn, I ain't even. You remember all type of shit that this nigga forgetting.
Exactly.
Side nigga nation.
So really, you damn near in a relationship with this man, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, oh damn, he did that again. Oh,
nah, he did that. I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you what you're worth every day.
You deserve better.
You get on my nerves.
Nah, I'm not finna go into that.
You're
that
not even
like
pushing a line.
I'm
yeah.
not pushing that line. I'm just telling you. Smile, queen. Keep your, fix your crown. All that shit. Hey, eventually, bro. She coming.
Monk.
The same shit.
Yeah,
the same crown. Shit. Bank was kicking on try it out, y'all. This is the try it out remix,
baby girl.
This is the try it out.
Am I tripping?
No, you're not.
You're not tripping.
Any guys, am I tripping? Thank you, sir.
No, you're not.
And that's OG saying no. My wife, goddamn, sure better not be goddamn. No, for real, though, that shit ain't right, man. Mm. But certain women already know that.
Right, facts.
Certain women already know that. If you goddamn got one of them teethy ass wives, she know you ain't shit anyway.
Not a teeth.
She ain't afraid to lose you.
She know better.
She's scouting anyway, like from the beginning.
To me.
Some people are airy, though.
To me, too.
Everything I'm saying people, is my opinion.
Some people are airy. As I've traveled, not to pick on, but as you travel, some people are airy.
What you trying to say? I'm an airhead?
Not you.
Why are you looking at me when you say it then?
As you travel the world, you know that some people are just airy, just naive as fuck.
Yeah.
They don't really mean, and too. They might slip into some bullshit, but they just naive as fuck.
That's true.
Some
too.
People.
Man,
some women.
You know, you'll be like, fell in love with a nigga, bro. Just cause you being optimistic about their friendship.
I am crying.
So they shouldn't speak, period.
No, they speak. This is a work atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do everything that a man's supposed to do for you.
Okay.
Mm.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. My bitch just put me in that situation that she's like that. Like, she ain't friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got a nigga now?
Not even with women. She ain't friendly.
Do you consider your friend? I don't want to blow your spot, but do you consider yourself friendly when you do got a nigga?
No, I'm not friendly, friendly at all.
She ain't friendly at all. I ain't friendly at all.
I be stiff. And I
but she friendly with the people she want to be friendly with. Yes. Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I got certain, like, friends, right?
Uh-huh.
That I would say that I would consider friendly. I got certain homeboys that may say some like slick shit, like, but we've been doing that since high school. We ain't had sex.
They had the chance.
I mean, I guess they would, but them just my
boys. So how did that work?
So you'll let your wife go drinking with her friends?
No, hell
her friend, her guy.
Not
even her. You've been so
tight.
No, screw that.
We're going to go have Casamigos.
I'm
going to
be there.
No, it's just like when you have a nigga, though, like, certain shit, even though it might have been platonic, certain platonic shit isn't acceptable when you have a nigga or when you're in a relationship, especially when you're dealing with a crazy nigga.
I agree with that. You got to take that shit into consideration. You got some nigga that's just a possessive over their possession.
Yeah. I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
And like,
if I marry you, I'm possessive over it. This mine.
So it's certain compliments you can't even receive
the
as a woman.
Say this
like,
is mine.
Yeah. Like for me, like one of my homeboys, being that I'm in a relationship, I don't even talk to him right now because I know the nigga gonna say some slick shit, and I know if my nigga see it or hear it.
But you really keeping him on the back burner, Jenny K? You want to fuck him too?
No,
though.
I don't.
That's what you
know. No, I'm not. That's my boy.
Okay, but still, what?
That's your boy, but
what
he
are you
be
uncomfortable in a relationship with him being your boy then.
What you mean?
You just said you said you're not talking to him because you know how he's gonna say some shit.
I don't talk to him based off of the shit that he'll say. Like,
so why are you keeping him around if you know him?
It's my boy though. This
okay, so when you get with your nigga or whatever, okay, now when you and your dude get into it, then you gonna be talking to your homeboy?
No, I don't. I don't call him when we at odds. That's bullshit. I feel like that makes me a bullshit bitch. I'm not gonna call him when we at odds. I'm saying when I'm in a relationship.
So when you in with the relationship just so happen to go south, can that be your boy again?
Yeah, when I'm not in a relationship, my friend come back.
Okay, when your friend come back, when he back, that means he's a potential fuck.
No, it's not.
You know he want to fuck you, right?
I guess.
So why y'all being friends still?
That's if still my gonna, boy.
So get a nigga some pussy.
No, you can know. No,
you know he wants some. You know he wants
some. As long as you know, as long as you be honest, as long as you be honest,
no, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not cheating because I don't flirt back. If I don't do none of that,
you flirt back by dealing with him.
No, I don't. I said I'm in a relationship, so I don't talk.
Can we get a vote on this, y'all?
No,
cheating say
so I don't talk to him. But when I'm not in a relationship, the nigga not like.
But it's like, but if you gotta cut him off to be in a relationship, that means y'all in a relationship.
No, it does not. It just means that.
That's how I feel the same way. Because why won't you cut this nigga off,
bro? You got certain people that's been your friend for so long that just don't give a fuck who you with. Like you just don't give a fuck.
So
who
are those
you
friendships better? Is that more important than your relationship though?
It's not. That's why you cut the shit off when you're in a relationship.
But you're still saying he's your
friend. You didn't cut it off. Y'all still friends.
Still your boy. Why?
He my boy. We don't talk, but he my boy.
Eventually, he's going to be your boy.
No, he not.
He's going to be your boy toy.
I expect your man to be comfortable with that, though. You wouldn't be comfortable with
that. What you mean? I said we don't talk. So if my nigga watch the show.
But if y'all out and run into him, you're going to treat him like your boy.
I'm going to treat him like, what's up, KT? And you know that. Say the man name.
It's fucked up.
No, this is my boy, though.
You know what? For real, though. I mean, people, I don't think everybody don't know bullshit. I mean, people just move different. I done heard about some relationships and how they move, and it ain't nowhere near my shit, but they be all right.
But you just got, yeah, exactly. You just got to know who you're in a relationship with.
Yeah,
no,
respect is the top thing.
Just like with me and my friends, not to cut you off, just like with me and my friends, like, I know this might sound crazy or whatever, but the way that we greet each other,
Jamie bending over.
Jace bending over, smacking on the ass. Like, they smack me on the ass.
And what about
the girlfriend? It's not nothing sexual or no shit like that, but it's just like when I got into
that's cheating, my situation. That is cheating. You like that, though.
And then what if they got their girlfriends?
That's cheating.
And they got girlfriends.
How you going to be in a relationship with a nigga?
And other
saying that it doesn't happen anymore.
That's what I'm saying. It had to stop.
But he had to say something about that because he said something to me. Like, bring him and them a girl, man. Don't be doing that.
Oh my God.
but that's just how it go. But you supposed to put an end to that, though.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, it's like, you like it. You cheat.
She not cheating.
She stopped.
It's just, different it's levels been of going cheating. On for so long. But y'all just, it's not going to just automatically just stop cold turkey.
Yes, I'm in a relationship. Stop.
No, that's a big fact. I get you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stop that. Mm-hmm. Every nigga who ever thought to playing like that, we ain't playing like that. This nigga crazy.
And he is crazy, so that's why I cut off.
Man, I know that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So at the end of the day, and I really respect that, though, because I just put myself in your shoes. Like, matter of fact, I ain't even bro finna be in the car with niggas, bitch, because I know that's just how I am. How the hell you doing round with? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That don't go like that, bruh. Mm. Even though we know, and everybody know, but still, he don't know, because I ain't gonna never know. I ain't gonna never understand why you got a male friend.
Damn, it's crazy how life's biggest conundrum is cheating.
I don't think that's fair.
What's not fair?
Why do you need a male friend if you got a boyfriend?
Yeah. Why?
I think you can have
to
friends.
Talk about me.
No.
You talk about your friends. You talk to your friend about your man.
Well, with me,
so what the fuck kind of advice this nigga gonna give you about
but
me?
Also,
no, but also, I don't agree with that. Advocate, though, with me, I have. That's all I got is male friends because I don't have any hoe friends. So it's
that's
like
just what it is,
and it's been like that since the beginning of time.
But, your dude is dealing with a conundrum.
But on the other end of that, if I'm your male friend, I don't want to hear you talk about your nigga because I'm trying to fuck. I don't give a fuck about
you. Don't
nigga, you gonna
you
listen to anything?
Count.
To get that
no,
pussy.
Bitch,
I don't a nigga
care.
Listen friend. To anything?
You don't count. Head, don't count.
Nigga, yes, write shit in a diary with a nigga for that pussy. Nigga do anything, man.
I'm right, but in the back of my mind, I don't really give a fuck.
I know, but
you're telling me that how this nigga.
So you're not gonna lend her your ear for that pussy?
Are you stressed out enough to suck this dick? Are you?
body stressed out.
Don't nobody listen to
you. But then again, it goes back to what you said in a previous episode about a nigga knowing what he got before he even gets her.
But yes, the thing about it, it don't matter what I got. Because the nigga that I am, I'm going to have you in your feelings sometimes, and I don't know what you might do due to your feelings.
But you going to know.
I could drive you.
But you going to know that, like, it ain't finna go that far.
Am I right or wrong? I could drive you.
But you going to know that it ain't finna go that far.
I don't know. They don't know what's
nothing.
Far.
Some people on some anything is possible. Wait. Shit. They anything
don't
know.
You going to know you can piss me off and do whatever you going to do, but you going to know that I'm not finna fuck.
You ain't gotta fuck. You don't understand. It ain't gotta be fucked. Bitch, don't even get emotional. Don't even emotional cheat.
Y'all get on my nerves.
Exactly. I'm just saying, don't do shit.
Yeah, I get what he's saying, but it's just like,
cause am I tripping? Is flirting cheating?
No.
No.
Oh, well. I gotta take
flirting wrong. Ain't cheating.
Mm-hmm. Flirting is cheating.
I don't agree with that.
Me.
I don't agree with that.
Flirting is cheating.
And then another thing, too, that you gotta take into consideration.
What does flirting lead to? What does it lead to?
You flirt because you bored?
Shit.
Then okay, I flirt with the right
what's the definition of flirting, three?
Flirt with the right nigga, boy. He gone.
Get your vote. What's the definition of flirting? I'm curious.
Okay, so if you ask a woman what she looking you at, think? You could ask a woman what she looking at, and that could be flirting, right?
Huh?
Nah. What you looking what? At? You said, what are you talking about some flirty shit?
No, you could ask a woman, like, why are you looking at me like that? She could take that as you flirting. Is that cheating?
It depends on your
intent.
It depends on your intent. Because you could be saying, what the fuck you looking at me for? She'd be like, oh, I like that type of shit.
No, I'm not talking about that. You could just walk up to somebody like, why are you looking at me like that?
Wait a minute. Remember we walked into the what's
that's why I brought this.
We walked to yes. But why she was looking like that though? I asked her.
But you asked her, why are you looking at me like that? And she just said, I thought that I knew you from somewhere. But would that be flirting?
Certain eyes is flirting.
She was
flirting. Because
you look
no,
you
but
look
my
away.
Question is, okay, look.
They look like somebody I know, but that's my, damn.
Okay, but look, my question is,
well,
is
looking
that
you down.
It was. It depends
but
on
was
his
it cheating?
Intent.
Because
it,
no, because you
it
asked
depends,
her a question.
But I asked her in a way, like,
you
to
what?
Make her feel some type of way. If I would have been like, hey, baby, you already eat food. You looking at me like you want to eat me.
I'm crying.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying it depends
I don't
on his
know
intent.
Where that would have went.
You're advertising.
Yeah.
Flirting is advertising.
You be flirting because you bored?
Man. Are you married?
Yes,
if you don't mind me asking?
3 years, Sunday.
Big fat. Congratulations.
I'm a kept woman, so I ain't going no.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's another thing.
Yeah, I've been
you're
married
kept.
22 years.
You're kept.
I'm married
in September.
To my best friend.
Yes.
We trust. We have a great relationship. I mean, you know. You women go out, we get flirted at all the time. I get phone numbers.
Hold on. Let me ask you one question, man.
And you're headed.
I'm with her. When you say you get phone numbers.
That individual does not respect me or my husband.
Oh, you just collecting the numbers.
No, she. Yeah, she says just.
Oh, you mean like somebody slides you an unsolicited phone number while you're out and you rip it up in their face. And say,
not
hey, I'm married.
She's saying she'll take it for what it is.
Right.
And then just
I'm
like,
not about to use this shit. I feel it. I give
that's
you
like idea.
I've
been married 21 years myself. But I have done things.
With,
right.
You don't have to act up.
Because taking a number and giving your number, two different things.
But it's a different, exactly. She said,
but that's what
figure.
I was saying earlier
the
about
difference
the ego.
Is, the difference what she's saying is,
part of
in their relationship, they have trusted in things that they know. In my relationship, I feel like I've done things that I'm not trusted. So if I'm not trusted, I can't trust it.
So you can't
so
trust
you can't
it
even,
because
you can't trust yourself.
You yeah, because of what?
Yes.
Because of the shit that you know that you've done.
Yes.
And so it's like you're basically projecting your insecurity about your trust onto Shantae.
No, exactly. And I'm looking at it pessimistic.
And then
pessimistically.
People judge people.
With I'm looking at it pessimistic.
With
like,
pessimism.
You and another dude can't do nothing but in the bag for me.
Because that's how you be thinking about
yeah.
it.
So that's how I am if I'm fucking with a female.
Yeah.
And you judge
if I, yes.
You judging her off the way that you think. So
how else can I judge her?
Well, everybody ain't like that.
I get it. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about to me. I can't say what nobody else's relationship is. You know what I'm saying? Because she may get flirted on and make her want to be with her husband in a different way.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't say that for everybody.
Oh, like, what's the name was saying? He'll watch the tape of his wife getting fucked. And
I can't say what other people do in their relationship. All I can speak on is me.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's situation by situation.
We have boundaries.
Right.
So that's just what it is, man. I don't.
It's subjective.
Let's go to another subject of a conundrum. Within the
conundrum. So what's another conundrum that's not cheating? Because cheating seemed to be the biggest.
That's the biggest
one.
Conundrum.
That's the biggest.
The biggest.
That's just the biggest to us, I guess. There's some shit out there that we just.
Yeah, like, yeah, there's other conundrums. But I think cheating is a big one. If we was in front of thousands of people, they all have something to say. And a different something to say. There's no one answer to that shit. We just saw that.
The facts.
Yeah.
There's no one answer to it.
No, I respect that, Queen. I respect it.
Yeah. So what's another conundrum?
But you have to be in a different space. Like I said, you have to be in a different space in your relationship.
Another conundrum is stealing.
She just kind of said, well, no, that's grudges, stealing. So stealing, what do you mean?
Stealing, like...
From corporations.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting ready to say. A lot of people that steal or that misappropriate funds or whatever feel like if they're taking from a corporation, like the Robin Hood syndrome, like if they're taking from a corporation... The corporation can stand it as opposed to them stealing out of their grandma's purse or some shit like that.
But what,
bank and
but
that don't give
a question or
conundrum.
It's a moral dilemma.
It's a moral conundrum.
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck.
I think there's a lot. Yeah, so that goes along with the moral compass that we talked about earlier, the moral conundrum, which could be a set of things. Walmart. Do you steal or do you not steal? Who do you, quote-unquote, steal?
Or scammers. I feel like if you a scammer and you scamming the average everyday person, scam the motherfuckers, scam Bank of America, Wells Fargo. Don't scam the motherfucker that's trying to get back. This nigga barely got shit, but he gave his last shit to you. Now you're going to take his info and take him of everything he don't got?
You don't think wrong is wrong?
Yeah.
Huh? You said what?
You don't think wrong is wrong?
No. What's wrong? Wrong is a conundrum.
That's subjective. Mm. That's subjective.
Wrong is a conundrum. Because shit you get that might be wrong to you
don't
won't
you,
be wrong to
but
me.
Don't you get that feeling when you're doing something wrong?
Some people don't.
Damn.
Like we just talked about last time. Y'all said, what's wrong? Shit.
Yeah.
Because
what's wrong?
Because somebody has been wrong their whole life and when they start doing wrong to other people. Shit, that's better. Life. That's the shit that's been happening.
No, I ain't even saying that. I'm saying like what's wrong to you might not be wrong to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Based upon...
It may be wrong to you, to me. That you throw trash out the window. Because I might be a, what you call it?
Environmentalist.
Yeah.
But you feel like, man, get this shit out my car.
That's me.
Oh, goodness.
And you don't think that that's wrong.
Litter bug. Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
All this Dunkin' Donut shit.
That's me.
Moral compass. They said they need answers. About what? When
I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
Same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to cheating on that man.
What? No, I don't. I don't be cheating. But
you know this?
She just be kicking it.
I don't cheat.
I said kicking
Black
it.
Black women don't cheat.
Who said that?
Kicking it. That's
Black women don't cheat. We sure don't.
You're Indian.
That's some bullshit. You know, I don't be...
Black women don't cheat.
That's some bullshit.
You're Kalian. You're Kalian.
Folks don't cheat at all.
So the people, the Black women that we done seen cheat, don't cheat? They don't cheat? We seen
cheating. Are they really Black?
It just, man, I done seen some, man, like, it just fucked up, man. Yeah. Like, the world makes you kind of pessimistic, man, from the shit you done seen, like...
It makes you numb.
Yeah, like, I seen a
woman... Damn, she did that?
I seen a woman cheating on her man in the club while her man was in the club.
Listen, that
I've seen some women that you
niggas do it all the time. Niggas do that all the time.
I'm not saying that. It can go both ways, but I'm just
women
saying.
Women don't cheat like that.
Oh, man, that's an opinion.
Women don't cheat
I
like that.
I think women have and a higher level of respect.
And if you think she cheated, they probably didn't already say like, oh, we on some open shit, or he probably didn't did some dumb shit.
Women cheat. Everybody cheat. What are you talking about? You making up something now.
Black women don't cheat, bank.
That's some bullshit. I don't know. Not to say that all,
the lie detector determines
whatever. Everybody
cheats. It takes a lot
every race,
more for a woman
sex.
To cheat than it does for a man.
Exactly.
I'm gonna say some is harder for women. Not these days.
Not these days. This is a different
day.
Type
this
of.
Different,
it's harder for women to go all the way.
It's
man,
a different
but the only thing I'm saying is it just take the right nigga, bro.
It take a lot more talk
the right
for a woman
nigga.
To cheat.
She ain't met the right nigga. So you keep not allowing, but you keep accepting friendliness. What does she get friendly with the right person? Hmm. What does she have shots with the right person?
Facts. She gonna cheat. She gonna fold. Your bitch gonna fold.
There's a key to every lot, but is there more than one?
Blur.
Key?
That's different.
Is there more than one?
When you start accepting dates and gifts and compliments, overly.
That's engaging.
Texting and sending pictures.
Emojis and shit.
y'all are beginning.
Yak got PTSD, y'all. Y'all are telling y'all relationship. PTSD. When that bitch fuck Yak up.
Y'all beginning a relationship, right? How does relationship start? Friends.
Like so that, is there more? Is there more than one key to every lock? Is there more than one key to every lock? Huh? Is there more than one key to every lock?
Yeah.
It depends on where the lock stored it.
What?
What? The lock is stored in public.
This nigga making that shit.
You can pick that motherfucker. If the lock is stored in public, you can pick it.
What?
If that motherfucker locked on a locker, buy a safe at home.
This nigga crazy.
It's hard to pick that. That motherfucker got a guard dog.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the question, Sean?
So there's more than one key to every locker, baby.
Man, I feel like.
Shut the fuck
up. It depends, bro, on... So you think, I'm going to just be 100. You think your wife don't see her type every day she wake up?
Do y'all especially with social media.
I see my type 3,000 times a day, man. So you saying your woman don't see her type every day she wake up?
There's more than type, though. The lock is open. You got open all the way. Like, it's more than
this. I give you this. Every woman definitely looks, if they see a guy that's like, they're going to look. Every woman definitely going to do that.
But what I'm saying, the lock remains locked when it's not too accessible, bro. When you make yourself accessible, that means that's you want to be picked.
That's fact.
I give you that. Yes. That's yes. That's I give fact. You that. I give yeah, you that. Like, we finally.
Okay. You can see your type and be still stiff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like
yes.
You can wear a merit on me, mm-hmm. but you still can know what you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. That makes sense.
Yeah, I give you that. Yes.
And respect what that's you got by nature. having your, you know what I'm saying, your aura about yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that's she like you can see a woman, she ain't got her ring on her neck. You can tell she into what she got.
Mm-hmm. She cool, she good.
And you can see a woman that's she could. I see her opening, right?
All it takes is a little gap.
Yeah.
You can see them opening.
All it takes is the door. Like,
that's why I asked you the question. Is there more than one key to every lock? Because all of us have a lock.
This is a conundrum. And all of us have a door.
I feel like it's a key to it, bro. But the only way the key going to get turned if you allow it.
Right. It's got to be out there to get turned. That makes all the sense in the world.
It's the woman. It's the man and the woman.
Yeah, it's both.
It depends. If you want to go, you're going to go. If you don't, you're not.
Yeah. That's what it comes down
to. No matter how you feel, like how you feel, but I feel like you can trick yourself into places by trying to be cool. Mm-hmm. You can trick yourself into a situation.
Expand on that. What you mean by that?
Like, mm-hmm. when you fall in love with somebody, it don't be intentional.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Unless you just go out on a date with them. But like I said, you could be working with somebody, you could be around somebody every day and start to love that person as a friend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, depending on how they treat you, you know, like you said, dude, you know that he wanna take things to another level, right?
No, he doesn't.
I'm just saying, you know,
if he was, yes,
if he could, he want to. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. What if he say the right shit one day or do the right thing that you can't overlook? Because y'all already done built the relationship, right? You already saying this, your then my boy. We already done built that we have a mutual friendship. Like, mm-hmm. this is a friendship. We are friends. I catch you at the right vulnerable time. Who's to say what's going to happen? Mm. How many times you think a bitch feel like that was a mistake? Wake up running. Because you don't drunk this Casamigo and then settle on that nigga dick.
Oh, my God.
Why are you in that situation?
What? How did it...
De Leon, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, De Leon, my bad. Edit that out. Beep it out. I'm a guy. Yeah, we need to try some of this shit. How you going?
Some of that Ciroc.
Bitch been drinking spritzels and everything. How the hell? You go. You know what this shit gonna lead to.
I'm crying.
Because don't liquor and spritzers and Ciroc and De Leon.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Blanco, Casamigo.
Ice.
Neo.
Not the Casamigo.
Don't that shit. Don't make y'all shit start throbbing.
Get your man's jazz.
So your shit throbbing around a whole lot of niggas.
A whole lot of conundrum.
Who liquor. Is this?
Liquor conundrum.
Am I tripping?
Liquor conundrum.
Y'all think I'm tripping, man. We don't got the Revolt Studio. Now y'all done got booze.
Nah, I'm tripping.
Like, God damn. Y'all tripping. Y'all got lights and big ass camera. Now these niggas boozy.
Spirits. It's a whole other conundrum. Spirits. Huh? Spirits is a whole other conundrum.
Yeah,
can you blame it on the alcohol?
Is that alcohol?
You gonna blame it on alcohol? Because alcohol, say.
If you blame it on the alcohol, is that really bringing out the real person?
Alcohol really only enhances
who you is.
What's already there.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Oh, I totally believe that.
No, but less facts.
Oh my God.
But nigga get drunk and cuss you out. But you been wanting to say that.
Yeah.
You just need that look of courage.
Yeah.
That look of courage.
You been wanting to say that, so I believe you. You can't change your mind, bro. I was drunk. Boy, you drunk that true, sir.
Yeah.
So you see, you take your girl out, she get drunk. Every time she get drunk, she start acting different. That's her, buddy.
She just be high. She be high.
She just don't act like that around you.
Yeah, that's her.
That's the real deal.
That's
the real her.
Yeah. That's her, bro. Take a mental picture of that. That's how she act when she not around you.
Damn.
She control that. You know what I'm saying? She
control
that stiffness around you. That liquor make she loose.
That's why.
So that's how she acts when she out with the girls.
Damn. Two dreams later, it's the truth. At the for
red,
all of
she
us,
be, she be at the red light twerking on them headlights.
But ain't nobody the same away from they mate. I don't give a fuck who you is.
Yeah, facts.
How?
No, you're right. You're right.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
When you say same, you mean...
I'm talking about you're not doing the same activities that you would normally do.
You're not as conscious.
If I'm walking down the street with goddamn three and see a fine bitch, I'm a damn. If I walk down the street with my bitch, I'm looking at that shit from the front only. I'm not finna turn back and look
you
at that.
You gotta look at your peripheral.
You're different. You gotta imagine what that shit might look like or tie your shoes and shit. You gotta figure out something to do.
You gotta drop
before
something.
Before you just look.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Right or wrong. So you're different. You're not flirting in front of your man.
Yeah. You just
cheat. You're not accepting compliments.
Period. That nigga crazy. Like, too crazy.
You're a man when you do that around your
man. Yeah, like, what the fuck out my face.
Man, that nigga, when I went right here, you know you'll be goddamn.
Teethesis.
Hey.
So the conundrum is...
How you act when you're around your shorty?
Nah, but...
Oh,
y'all
God.
Don't listen to me, man. Trust y'all women around friends. Let them hang out.
Bro, don't do that.
All night.
Don't do
and let's see your outcome.
That's not how we end this.
Yes, you do. You saying, trust your woman,
bro.
Exactly. Trust your woman.
Trust your heart.
Trust your woman.
Trust your gut.
Trust your woman.
No, trust your heart.
Trust your woman.
Okay. Listen, gut, woman, and heart.
Listen to this. What's going on?
Listen to your woman.
She trying to set it up.
She gonna lie.
Run off and do all types of crazy
woman.
Shit.
On God.
You knew I was until like this what? When you met me. That was just setting
until
it up for.
Until she let you go.
Until she let you go.
Yeah.
You sound worse than Kodak.
Trust your woman.
I don't thank sound that
bad. Because your woman trusts
you. Be naive.
Being sarcastic. Is it innocent to proven guilty, though?
It's definitely innocent to proven guilty.
No.
Bullshit.
It's prove me you're innocent.
That's some bullshit. It's innocent until proven guilty.
You knew your girl was like that before she became your girl. Now, if you know she gonna fold,
you don't count.
You know, you just said before the show, Kodak got bitches.
It just depends on the relationship, bro.
If you start in a relationship from the ground up, you gotta trust them to some extent to start building with them.
But it all depends on how you got in a relationship.
To some extent, met them kicking it, and then y'all been 6 months, and you ain't known them but 6 months. You gotta trust them a little bit.
But do you
jump in a relationship? It has to be some type of trust there for you to even want to be in a relationship.
You have to have some type, not ultimate. Trust is gained, right?
Do you think every relationship comes with insecurities?
For sure.
Yeah, because that's life. You're going to have insecurities brought
in from
previous relationships.
Okay, due to human natures and the way we was raised and the things we've seen, women cry, I've never done this before, but she taking them clothes off. I've never done this to him before, but she getting naked. And goddamn, you going to suck it like that? Damn. I thought y'all... I
usually don't do this.
Yeah, like you special.
Huh? Don't tell nobody.
Heard that before.
Like, come on, man.
No,
this
that
is
quit
a,
line. Quit, stop. Quit.
I'm this not, is I'm a not, whole I'm not nundrum.
Special. Stop it, damn it.
I'm not
a
special.
A whole nundrum?
This is a whole nundrum.
First of all.
I don't. Why, okay, I have a question before we Why is it that like men could be out here fucking and doing? No, here we go. Men could be out here fucking and sucking. I mean, fucking and licking on whoever
fucking
the fuck.
And sucking.
Fucking and licking on whoever sucking the fuck titties. They want to for however long they want to, and it's not a big thing. But a woman, she has to have all her sex. She got to be the freakiest. The sloppiest, all that shit, but she can't do that with more than one person.
Why y'all be wanting to do that shit with more than one person?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if a woman can't say, oh, I've had sex with, like, 30, 40 niggas.
But you can, because there's some niggas out there that accept that. I'm talking about niggas that don't accept that. Some niggas is cool with that.
Y'all be trying to make the niggas that don't want that shit, want that shit.
It's, I mean, I guess, like, it's just been, it's been like that, like, from the beginning of time, like, the woman is held to a different standard than the man is held to, especially when it comes to marriages, relationships, all that shit. Because back in the day, like, fucking...
Women's supposed to be nurturers. Women's supposed to be nurturers, man. That's what happened, yeah. Man. All these, it just done turned different. Like, you got to think. A woman and a man can be married for 60 years. What the grandkids going to say? We going over our grandma's house. I'm going to my mama's house. You'll never hear say, I'm going to my dad's house if we stay together. Who house is it?
The female.
Who house is it? It's the female, woman's right? House. So that means who's the one to show morals and show, teach that type of shit?
What is it? Matriarch of the family.
Huh?
Matriarch.
Yeah, who's the backbone of the family? Yeah.
So the women's supposed to have them morals and the men not supposed to have them?
They do, but they kind of relax for men. That's just like if a nigga, if you ride down the street, see a nigga piss, you be like, look at that nigga piss. You ride down the street, see a woman piss, you be like, look at that nasty ass bitch piss. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Facts. Shit different. We can't be
we can't find a bathroom for a woman. We got to pull over. A nigga pull over on the side of the street and piss, and it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Even though I pull over, let my wife piss on the side of the spreadway. But I'm just saying, is she exposed? Yeah. Nigga be exposed, not hiding or nothing, just long as you cover your dick up. Woman got to squat, do all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one look nasty?
The woman. You right, the woman.
Yeah.
We can't act like motherfuckers the same now. Like, shit different.
So is men and women a conundrum?
Like the biggest.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's the essence of a conundrum.
Female and male.
Femininity?
Yeah.
Well, conundrum. I don't know about masculinity, femininity. It's just, I guess some people have different opinions on what a man or woman should do or whatever the case is. But some things are just kind of understood. Like the man is supposed to be the provider and the go-getter, right? That's what y'all want. So the man gonna want the woman to have it together and be the backbone. Mm-hmm. Naturally. It's different in different situations.
We come from a different era, though. These young folk don't look at it like that. Like,
but they're trying to maintain a piece of that while women do have more rights and shit and are earning more than they were back in the 50s and 60s.
We come from an era where we wanted our women to be more like Coretta. No matter what Coretta did on King or whatever, nigga, the look of it was, she ain't remarried, she ain't this, she ain't that. You know what I'm saying? That's what we was modeled behind. Mm. These days, the roles have reversed. Like, these women taking care of these niggas. So I can't do nothing but treat you like a bitch. I should be able to have more than one nigga. You a bitch.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, touche.
That's heavy.
But the era we come from, granddad ain't playing by grandmama, man.
Period.
Yeah.
We opening doors.
What he does or what he has or whatever.
Grandmama ain't never stayed out.
Period.
Granddad might goddamn not come home a couple of nights. She ain't never seen grandma sleep nowhere else.
He never really seen her leave the house like that.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's where we come from. So those are morals that we can't break as men, I guess.
But it all goes back to, like I said, even with the toxic shit, it's all about what you came up on and what you saw. That's what we saw. But the kids nowadays, the younger generation.
But I can't say that they wrong.
They yeah, you can't say that they're morals. Wrong.
They was raised by different shit. They got different morals.
But that's what they saw. They saw maybe their mom having different niggas in and out the house or, you know what I'm saying, whatever, and not having a dad present to ensure the household, to make their mom the provider and the nurturer and all that shit. So they don't know about that kind of shit.
But it didn't just start, though. It just magnified more now. But it just didn't just start. Like, it's been going on.
Yeah.
But it was frowned upon before. Now it's
accepted.
It's, what you call it?
Accepted?
Not accepted, but it's praised. No. You get what I'm saying? Praised to be, you know what I'm saying, hot girl, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's praise. Like, mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, if you look at it, how can they not?
It's everywhere.
How can they not? Niggas ain't, niggas' first priority ain't the household no more. Mm. It's some shoes, car, what is that? Mm. So how can I respect you how them women used to respect they man? Because yeah. No matter what, these niggas gonna got to make sure them bill paid. All I need is a pack of cigarette and a pint on Friday. The rest of this shit go to my wife. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it used to be, but it ain't that no more.
But yeah, I feel like the role of the now, woman, the hey, role of the woman has changed now since, the role of the woman has changed since then too. Like, shit, they not sitting there. Like, back then, women couldn't get a bank that's account without a dude. Now, these motherfuckers, some of these women making more than niggas by on their own.
All on.
Exactly.
All on me, indeed, ain't that?
Exactly. So, like, the traditional shit we grew up on, that shit ain't the same no more.
No. So, you can't. It's a conundrum for us to be sitting here trying to figure that out.
You can't be asking. I feel like you can't be asking a woman to be that's submissive so if you're not taking care of the home.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you're not taking care of your duties and responsibilities as a man, you're not providing, you can't ask a woman to be submissive. And that, like, as much as niggas hate to admit it, that comes with being a earner, somebody that's going to take care of the bills, make sure your woman's straight. She shouldn't have to be. Yeah, exactly. Being kept. She shouldn't have to be worrying about if the light's going to be on next month or not.
Exactly.
Big facts.
Well, we got to the bottom of the conundrums today on Big Facts Friday. Any final words?
All Cali women cheat.
I don't cheat. Let's just put that out there. I don't cheat.
Today.
The whole set is a hater, but I don't cheat.
You said you cheated, bro.
I never told you I cheated.
She was saying she cheated before she got dude. She got now.
Oh, yeah, not now.
Thank you.
But I mean,
always a cheater.
No, you got to get that one that you don't want to cheat on. She probably had one to one that, bro, this ain't nothing.
Oh, God.
It's a key to the lock.
Not 4,000. Thank you, baby.
Yeah, the keys are the lock.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, now like, that we finished talking to the full of shit count.
West side.
Yeah. Right.
Let's get back to these big facts. Start off the name of the show. Like, right. Name of the show. Like, are we somewhere else? Like, are we fucking on halfway teeny facts? Whatever.
Counter facts.
Hey, check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com, at Big Facts Pod, and at Big Facts Friday or Fridays?
Friday. Big Facts Friday.
Friday, at Big Facts Friday. Salute to y'all. We appreciate y'all tuning in.
Where them Wangs at?
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade.
What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.